Democratic candidate for governor Daniel Biss says Governor Rauner is trying to turn the dispute over school funding into another Chicago versus downstate fight. The state senator from Evanston was in Bloomington Normal yesterday, where he picked up Mayor Terry Renner's endorsement. Speaking during an interview with GLT's Ryan Denham, Biss talks about his campaign for governor, starting with the fight over school funding.
Well, what I think will happen is that we'll figure out some kind of deal. Right now, Bruce Rauner has decided he's going to veto Senate Bill 1, even though he himself said he likes 90% of it. I mean, the guy just doesn't understand how democracy works. I believe him. I take him at his word. I think he'll veto it. I think the Senate is likely to have the votes to override. The House is less likely. And if we're unsuccessful in overriding the veto in both houses, then we'll have to go back and figure another way forward. And we will. I don't think anyone's prepared to see schools not open in the fall, and so I would assume that cooler heads will prevail. But listen, what we really need is a comprehensive fix to our broken school funding system, the most unfair school funding system of any state in the union. Senate Bill 1 is a small step in the right direction, and it's important, and I support it, but we need a more comprehensive fix, a fix that says, listen, we have property taxes that are too high, that overburden middle-class families. Our income tax is unfair. We ask too much of the middle class and not enough of the very rich. We need to transform those systems and build a modern school funding formula that works for districts across the state of Illinois.
So you tweeted out a picture this week marking up some of the comments that Governor Rauner made on NSB 1. Basically, you look like you marked it up with red pen like a teacher or professor might do. Yourself, you're a former math professor, I believe. You asked Governor Rauner to show his work as he's talking about some of the math behind the conclusions he was drawing. What kind of feedback did you get on that? Why'd you do that?
Well, I did that because Governor Rauner is embarrassing himself. I mean, Governor Rauner can't explain what he doesn't like about Senate Bill 1. He even says that he likes 90% of it. But for political reasons, because he wants to drive a wedge in the middle of Illinois, because he's scared of what happens if people across the state of Illinois who are suffering under his leadership unite together to fight for a better government, because of that, he's decided to call this bill a Chicago bailout. And it's just dishonest. And it's dishonest and it's destructive to the state to see our governor pitting one region against the other. And I wanted to point that out in a way that was kind of lighthearted. And it's true, I used to be a math professor. I spent a lot of time with red pens marking up papers, and the skill came back to me pretty fast.
As you said, you taught math at the University of Chicago. You attended MIT and Harvard. So you've seen higher education at its best. So why do you think Illinois has pulled back so much in terms of its investment in higher education in the last several years? And what do you want to do to improve support for state universities and more importantly, the students at those universities?
Yeah, let's be clear. Illinois still has higher education at its best. Illinois State University is a great institution, so is the U of I, so are other public institutions in Illinois. So we are capable of producing higher education at its best, but that is supposed to be produced by a real partnership between the institutions themselves and the state. And the state has just walked back on that bargain and has walked away from higher education, walked away from universities, walked away from community colleges, and walked away from tuition assistance to help young people afford school. And it's, let me be honest, Ryan, it's insane. It's insane. It is just utterly destroying our long-term economic viability. And so we need to do the exact opposite. We need to invest more in higher education. We need to make sure we bring tuition down so that everybody can afford higher education, not just people who happen to come from affluent families. We need to fund MAP grants properly. We need to do these things to ensure that our public higher education system is actually public, is actually accessible to the entire public and thrives and continues to be part of the best of the higher education system. We just haven't done that, and it's shameful. And by the way, while places like ISU and the U of I continue to be stellar examples of just what a university can be, the harm that this budget nightmare has done to some other public institutions is devastating. They've been harmed. They've been diminished. They've lost faculty. They've lost enrollment. Because they've lost enrollment, they lost tuition funding as well as state funding, and they're risking going into a downward spiral. That's just unacceptable.
You support a constitutional amendment to create a progressive income tax in Illinois. I guess what would that mean? Can you help our listeners understand what that means exactly?
You bet. Illinois is one of only four states in the union whose constitution says we have to have a flat income tax. So our tax rate right now is 4.95%. You pay 4.95% if you make $20 million. You make it if you pay $20,000. Bruce Rauner, who made $188 million in 2015, he paid that same rate as someone making $18,000. And that doesn't feel right to most of us. It also isn't how most states do their tax code. If you go to a place like Wisconsin, people over $365,000 a year, they pay 7.65%. The people under can pay less. And so what I'm saying is, in an environment where, listen, for decades, almost all the new money in the economy has gone to the very top, we got to go after that money to balance our budget. We shouldn't be saying to middle-class people who have not gotten a raise for decades, you're the person whose taxes we're going to raise. We should be saying to the people who have been getting enormous raises year after year that they're where the money should be gotten from. And if we were to do that, we could have a tax system that was lower on the middle class, lower on the working poor, only asked the very richest residents to pay more, and still brought in more revenue, and all while doing it in a way that's similar to other states around us. It's not radical. It's not unusual. It's very common sense and normal. It's just something that we can't do in Illinois, because when our Constitution got written in 1970, very wealthy people and special interests conspired to stick this in there. It was a mistake then. It's a big mistake now. We have to fix it.
That's Daniel Biss, a state senator from Evanston who's running for governor as a Democrat. The primary will be next March. Thanks for coming in, Senator Biss.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
That's GLT's Ryan Denham. You can watch a video of Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner endorsing Senator Biss during his visit yesterday at our website, wglt.org. It's Sound Ideas.